Hi there, and welcome to the Parentpreneur Accelerator podcast. And we've got some amazing news, actually. We've got a major update. After a two-year hiatus, the Parentpreneur Accelerator is coming back, but it's going to come back in a different form, which is why I've invited Michael Kittinger to come and join me, because we've got some exciting news, haven't we, Michael?
Yes, we do. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Cool. Nice. I'm really, really glad, because the Parentpreneur Accelerator is something I'm hugely passionate about. It's something that I originally set up back in 2017, I think it was, to help people who were trying to start their businesses whilst also getting time with their families. It actually started as a result of me being invited to speak to some groups of mums, particularly, who are looking to start businesses, and it kind of snowballed from there. But sadly, over the last couple of years, I've had to take a bit of a break of it while focusing on some family stuff, but also my other businesses. And so that's, in many ways, that's been a sad journey for me to not feel like it's getting the focus and leverage that I think it deserves and has the potential for. So I'm really, really excited that the good news is that you are going to see new podcast episodes and tips and guides and programs to help parentpreneurs successfully build and grow their businesses. But it is coming back, and I'm handing over the reins to Michael, which is why Michael's joining. So welcome, Michael, and thank you. And, you know, it's, to some extent, you're welcoming me to your podcast now. So it's been really good. Like over the months that we've got to know each other, I think from the very first time we met, it felt like there was a lot of alignment. I think kindred spirits, and it's been awesome working with you over the last few months to kind of make this all work and come up with a plan and support that handover. So I'm really, really looking forward to continuing that journey with you.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. You know, as a parent with four kids and trying to grow a business, you know, it's difficult. You know, you see all these youngsters who are putting in 18, 20 hours and, you know, 7 days a week and all that. And, you know, we don't have I don't know if it's a luxury to work that much, but like we have responsibilities and kids especially. Helping, you know, helping parents who want to launch and grow their business, helping them really follow a smarter way, you know, that doesn't, yes, it does. I mean, any business involves work, but that doesn't involve the full hustle and grind, that does still give you time to really spend, you know, with your family, with your loved ones. Personally, I'm super passionate about this. I think entrepreneurs and parents are really kind of the two biggest, you know, influencers, not necessarily with the capital I, like a TikTok influencer, but influencers in the world. And so when you combine them, you know, the key is just, again, helping them. How do you kind of juggle both? And you and I both know there are specific steps you can take and should take. The problem is most people dive in and they don't know where to start or what step to take in what order. And so, yeah, I'm super excited. I've loved our conversations we've had over the past few months. I'm really, you know, I'm excited to take what you have built and have really gotten that solid foundation. And again, you've just gotten busy and you've got your other businesses and everything. So I think we're very aligned with our vision, and I'm excited to be able to continue that forward and continue to help serve, you know, parentpreneurs in the highest way possible.
Fantastic. Absolutely love it. And yeah, I can think of no better person to take this on, Michael. As I say, it's been great getting to know you. And when we started talking about it became quite clear it was going to be a great fit. I mean, you've yourself had some great successes and been building your businesses since 2016. Through those, you've been working with parents to set up and grow their businesses. One of the other things that I think is really nice is you've got your backgrounds originally like in financial planning and so on, right? With like retirement mm-hmm. planning and so on, which I think is really nicely aligned sort of skill set for this, because ultimately when we're talking about parents setting up businesses, you know, some but not most let me put it the right way around. Like, most are not expecting or looking for £1 billion businesses to be built. Like, they're looking to create a future for their family and create that financial freedom. And I think as a result, a big part of that, if you're starting a business, is how do you build it in a way that doesn't take a lot of time and money? But then ultimately, there's going to be the and how do you make sure that it works for you long term and that you do plan for retirement and so on.
And I will add, so yes, I was a financial advisor for over a decade before really getting into the online marketing and online business space in 2016. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, most of us aren't, our goal is not to build a $1 billion business, right? We want a business that provides a good level of income to provide the life that we want, be able to do the things we want, be able to have the, I call it impact, or income, impact, and independence, right? But the other thing is building a business that does provide income. I know I've built businesses before, and I think, you know, you might have too, or several people, you know, quite a few parentpreneurs have, where you build a business, and even though the revenue numbers may look good, you're not paying yourself anything, right? I mean, it's, and so you definitely need a business that set up in a way that does provide the income. I mean, it's why we're doing, you know, why we build businesses and do what we do. And so, yeah, I definitely think having that financial background brings that unique perspective, and even just kind of the longer term, you know, thinking about like retirement and things like that. Well, how does your business play into that? So, again, I'm super, super excited about all this. You know, again, I've listened to the past episodes and the stuff you've built, and you've built a very solid, solid foundation. And I'm excited to kind of pick up that mantle and continue carrying it forward.
Fantastic. Yeah, me too. And I love the fact that, because of the approach that we're taking, like, my aim is very much to make sure that it continues to be a success in the long term. As a result, I'm going to be working with Michael to kind of do that and support that as much as possible. And actually, it's interesting because one thing, so in terms of what I'm going to be doing, I've still got Spider Gap and some of the other business interests that other listeners to the podcast may be familiar with, and they've continued to grow. I've also got a new business, Air Manual, which is for which provides a quicker and more effective way to share processes and onboarding, so that teams, and in fact, just before we started recording this podcast episode, we were talking about, like, you know, who, at what stage do businesses kind of move from the working as a parent on the Parentpreneur Accelerator and growing the business and so on, and when do they get to a point where essentially they need to start to talk to me again? And we kind of talked about, like, yeah, you want to be, once you get into six figures and you're, or you're starting to take on those first proper, you know, that first proper staff member and so on, that's when you want to make sure that those employees, they're getting up to speed quickly. You're reducing mistakes, that you're freeing up your time. And so I'm loving the fact that I'm now getting to work with business leaders through that business to do those sorts of things through a software product, because that's kind of my passion, is these software businesses. So that's been really nice. And I love the fact that Michael and I are already talking about ways in which we can collaborate in future on podcasts and webinars and things about, you know, when to hire and when how to hire the right person, good fit, and how to onboard them and all these sorts of things. So,
because that is not my strong suit.
No.
That's not my passion or strong suit. When you start needing team members and, you know, SOP, standard operating procedures, and everything, I'm gonna just redirect you back to Alexis, because I like the startup phase, the offers, the, you know, validating the offers, making those first few sales, and kind of being, you know, a one person show, or maybe you have an assistant or something. But yeah, when you start growing, and which I hope every parentpreneur, if that's their goal, they are able to grow to that point. Yeah, absolutely. Go back, you know, use Air Manual, use Spider Gap, go back, you know, leverage Alexis, because that's really his, you can tell that's his strong suit and passion. So, you know, I think when we started the conversation, we didn't necessarily realize it, but it's actually turned into a, you know, where we're going to have a very nice handoff again, where we know our strengths, we know our passions. And so, you know, if you've been following Alexis and everything, like, you know, still continue to work with him as and use his leverage his softwares and everything as you grow and you start bringing on team members and everything? Because you know, there's definitely different stages of business, and it takes different skill sets and tools and resources at each stage. Kind of like we talked about, there's steps to launching a business and you got to make sure you do the steps in order. As you grow, it's very similar. There's certain steps and tools and resources. And so again, basically, you know, I'm focused more on the startup stages of the business, and Alexis and his tools of resources and everything are as you're growing, as you're hitting six and multiple six figures and bringing on team members and stuff. You know, I'm straight up like, that's not my passion or strengths. And so absolutely, you know, make sure you still connect and you still follow and, you know, you still engage with Alexis and everything he's got going on. Cause it's really strong. It's powerful software. And, yeah, it definitely helps when you hit that stage in business.
Oh, fantastic. That was very kind, Michael. Thank you. And yeah, I look forward to continue to connect people with people by social media on LinkedIn and Facebook and so on. And also, if people are interested in Air Manual, they can check that out at airmanual.co. That's airmanual.co. Michael, like from your side, like I've alluded to the fact that, you know, you've been running your own businesses since 2016. You've also been working with other parents and so on. Like, tell us a bit about what that journey has been like and perhaps some of the kind of why behind that for you, and like what you're perhaps most passionate about and perhaps some of the key milestones that you've kind of had along the way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's funny, my first business, and talking about steps and not doing them in the right order, it all started, I saw an ad from an online marketer about building a course, selling a course online. And I was like, I'm gonna build a course around finances, you know, and it was all about becoming debt free and all this stuff. And I spent an entire summer recording it, building it out. You know, I didn't validate it. I didn't build an audience for it. Like all these things. I couldn't even get my own family members to pay $7 to check out the course, you know? And I mean, I spent like hours upon hours with the slides and the creating PDFs and all that. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, talking about steps, like definitely validate the offer before you go out and, you know, you spend that much time building something. So that was definitely a good lesson, a bit of a hard lesson and everything. But again, I look at it as it's only a failure if you don't take lessons from it. So all these setbacks, they're just learning experiences. They're there where later, you know, down the road, you can look back and it's a teaching moment. And so I recommend, first of all, that you look at any setbacks that way. What can I learn from it? What was the, you know, the lesson I'm meant to gain from it? So that was one thing. You know, that was certainly a milestone. Then or maybe a lack of milestone, if you will, but it introduced me to this whole world of online business and everything, which I really love. And then, you know, the other big thing was then I went and I started an agency. I started running Facebook ads again. This was 2016, 2017. Facebook ads were kind of just still very young at that point. And going out there and getting my first few clients and hitting that first 10K month, I would say that was a big milestone. And then I started another business with a business partner, which we got up to doing multiple six figures, and we had a team and stuff. And it was running well. I realized that was not, like, it was successful, but it wasn't just working with parentpreneurs and everything, parent entrepreneurs and all. And it was a team, and it wasn't my passion, and it turned into not what I wanted for my business. And I was working all the time. And that's really kind of what it was like, okay, you know what? I was missing out on activities with my kids. You know, quite frankly, like my marriage and my relationships were suffering because I was putting everything into this business. And I was like, you know what? Like my favorite clients, the people I've enjoyed working with the most are other parents. You know, when you have a kid screaming in the background or what have you, like they get it, you know, nothing against people who don't have kids and stuff, but like, it's just life changes drastically. And so does your mindset and everything when once you have kids. And I realized my favorite clients were parents. I realized I liked the startup stage and the offer and validating the offer and launching and helping seeing other people get those first few clients. And I've had some clients who parentpreneurs who have gone on and done multiple six and even a couple clients do seven figures within 12, 14 months. So they've had some huge successes. But again, for me, like almost like when I was a financial advisor, you know, the guy who has 8-10 million, helping him make a little bit more, it doesn't drastically change his life. But helping the person, you know, save or make their first 100,000 or, you know, become a millionaire, like that's life-changing. And so I've always had this, even back when I was a financial advisor, again, there's nothing wrong with people who are making lots of money and all that. But I think there's, you see more of that light bulb, life-changing moment kind of at the beginning when somebody goes from working a job, a 9-to-5 to, hey, I can make as much income or more on my own terms, you know, like that's a light bulb moment. And so, yeah, so there's been, you know, like with any journey, there's been, I'd say obstacles and certainly, you know, positive milestones and yeah, just all the knowledge and experience and, you know, I was talking to somebody, the parent the other day, I said, really, my goal is to help other parents avoid the mistakes I've made. Cause sometimes I feel like I've made them all, you know? Yeah. But I think part of that, I mean, some of that's, I think the journey and, you know, and the hard knock life, you know, that, builds that resilience, but certainly, you know, my goal is to help other parentpreneurs shortcut their path to success. You know, you can make money's not everything, but life sure is more fun once you have money and you can, you know, not stress about it and do awesome vacations and things with your family and your kids. And, I mean, even just this year alone, we've had some of the most amazing trips and vacations and, you know, and the kids grow up fast and you don't get that time back. And so, yeah, that was probably a long-winded answer, but you know, it's been my journey, and I'm looking forward to the, you know, the next iteration of it. So,
fantastic! Absolutely love that, Michael. Well, thank you so much for reaching out, connecting with me, partnering and coming up with a deal and way of working and essentially an acquisition that made it so fantastic that I felt so happy and keen to do this with you. And I'm really, really proud of what's gone before. And, you know, I've had some amazing highlights working with the Parentpreneur Accelerator, speaking to fantastic people through this podcast, doing 87 episodes. It's amazing to me that still after a couple of years of taking a break, it's still getting hundreds of listeners to each episode, like each week and so on. So thank you so much to everyone that's been listening. Thank you so much to all the guests that I've had in the past. Thank you also to all the wonderful parentpreneurs that I've worked with through the accelerator programs, including some that have gone on to do amazing things with their businesses, some that have gone who have tested out business ideas in a way that didn't cost them lots of time, money, and they've gone off and done other things, including June Angelides, who's an MBE, Rashmi Sudeshpande, who ended up becoming an author. We've got Helen Noakes, Sophie Edgington, Tanya Kent, Monica Rubio, David Walker. We've got Gabriella's, Radislava, Sophie, and so many more. There's just too many to mention. Thank you so much to everyone who's been part of the journey with me. Thank you to Lara and Emily and Alicia and all the other fantastic people I've got to work with through this amazing journey. I've really enjoyed doing events and speaking at the stage at places like Google and at Mum's Enterprise Roadshow run by Lindsay and Lucy and so on. It's just been an amazing journey. So thank you so much and well done to all the amazing parentpreneurs out there that have been giving businesses a go, please do carry on and show your support and get involved with the great work that Michael's going to be doing. We've already had some great conversations about what's kind of in the pipeline, and I'm looking forward to popping up perhaps in the future on podcast webinars, etc. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the great work that Michael's going to be bringing out. I also really love, by the way, Michael, I love the fact that one of your backgrounds is on the marketing side. That's definitely, we talked about relative gaps, and that's always been for me a bit more of a blind spot and a gap, and so I'm so excited that that's going to be an area that you kind of bring to all of this. So yeah, really, really excited. Thank you so much to everyone that's been part of the journey so far, and here's the future and successful businesses whilst having time with the people that we love. And thank you, Michael, and look forward to the next podcast episodes and so on, where you'll be in the host chair.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
There we go.
Perfect. That was great.